There's a lot to say about radio baseball cards. John Madden.
The headlines are only when a player, an athlete, does something that's wrong. I think as fans, sometimes we just get sick and tired of that, you know, because there are good people out there. There are people that are doing good things, that are good model citizens for our kids. And I think that's what radio baseball cards do. They show the good guys. And they show kids, tell them, you know, something that maybe they could hang on to. I think we need more of that.
Radio Baseball Cards is the first radio series to be featured in the Hall of Fame. Nowhere else can you hear baseball's biggest stars telling stories like these.
I mean, a lot of funny things that happen on a ball field, but it's not every day you see an owner of a Major League Baseball club do a cartwheel on home plate.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I'm a boxer out on the baseball field, you know, and sometimes, you know, I'm Eddie Murphy, or sometimes I'm Billy Dee Williams. There's some days I'm a Clint Eastwood, you know, just really mad.
He says, "You can't rob us. You can't rob us now." I says, "I've got a knife." I says, "I can rob you. I've got a gun." He says, "Okay, you got it."
My first World Series, I was just a young kid in Chicago, and we played probably the greatest team of all time, the 1932 Yankees.
I mean, to look at Shea Stadium, and there are more people in the stadium than there is in my whole hometown.
I wish you a happy Mother's Day, Mom, and I know you'll probably be in the stands watching us play.
Your host for Radio Baseball Cards, Hall of Fame pitcher Don Drysdale.
Here's another Radio Baseball Card.
Hi, this is Fred Green, creator and producer of Radio Baseball Cards. This program was originally created in 1986 as a pregame show in the San Francisco Bay Area called A's Radio Baseball Cards, hosted by a friend who was interested in becoming a radio color announcer. Well, that opened the door for a spectacular career in the booth for former All-Star and World Series champion Ray Fosse. Now, the show received so much attention that I decided to cover the entire league. After speaking to a number of major league announcers about making this a national syndication, I was honored to enlist one of my childhood heroes, Dodgers Hall of Fame pitcher Don Drysdale, who at the time was the play-by-play announcer for the White Sox. Over the coming months, we'll bring back some episodes from 1987 to hear amazing and amusing stories from some of the greatest baseball players of the 20th century. Also, 2017 is the 70th anniversary of the breaking down of baseball's color barrier, so we'll feature teammates, opponents, and admirers sharing their favorite memories in celebration of Jackie Robinson. Subscribe to the Collector's Edition podcast of Radio Baseball Cards, free in iTunes or at smarterpodcasts.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.